Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
I'm telling our crusaders that our episode is coming out soon because it is Friday, so we're a little late.
Well, you have cancer, and I live in the 1990s, so it's like there's a time crunch.
Yeah, I mean, give us a break, guys.
Hey, guys.
It's happening
with Snooki and Joey.
Kurakumi.
Kurakumi. Thank God we're back. Like, Nicole, can you get a life-threatening disease another day? Because we missed two episodes.
No, we're here this week. We missed last week because, oh yeah, I had my appointment.
Spooky is wearing a persimmon crew neck sweatshirt and a Spooky Shop hat.
Cozy.
I'm cozy too. Poppy's here. I was lonely, so I called in I sent for my father. So Poppy's in the bedroom watching Regis and Kelly. My sister's watching the kids. She's been taking him on dog walks and going on to parks.
Did Poppy have a drink yet?
No, and I haven't either.
Oh, you're boring.
No, I'm taking hardcore drugs instead. I'm on PCP right now.
You look like it.
I know. I need a spray tan. But everyone, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thank you
bitches
for joining us. Thank you for supporting our small businesses. Mm. If you've not yet gotten your Let's Get Wasty Pants shirts. They are on sale now at snookyshop.com.
Did you see that?
For
how cute.
St. Patrick's Day. Well, I got jealous of those fucking girls who were skipping down the hallway with you holding arms. It's like, they don't even know your middle name. Get the fuck out of here. I know they're your employees, but it was like, why is she looking so happy with these random bitches in an alleyway?
Well, that was my idea for the reel. I wanted everyone to see like how cute your group of friends would look wearing the shirt on St. Patty's Day. Like, obviously everyone's going to wear green and do the thing, but be different and wear my shirt, Let's Get Wasty Pants, and look cute with your girlfriends.
Well, you should have superimposed me and Pinky's face on to those people.
I could put it on the back. So the Snooki plushie, it's sold out in 2 days.
Poppy's upset. Poppy wanted one. He kept hinting, asking about them. I was like, do you want one? I was like, what are you asking about?
No, I think we're going to do a restock.
Oh, congratulations. And all the money goes to...
It goes to Wiggles' account.
Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting.
My plushie sold out.
I'm so happy it's fucking Friday. Not that I have a job or anything, but it's like,
what are you going
to
do?
The weekend is here and it's going to be, this is what I don't like. This is why I have to go call fucking Etsy after we hang up, because I have to go get an Etsy witch spell to
you
prolong
look like an
the
Etsy,
winter season.
You look like an Etsy seller.
But you take a picture of the screen so
that
you can share.
That goes to, that works at the flea market and sells your trinkets.
I'm about to do a spell on people. But yeah, it's supposed to be 70 degrees in the tri-state area, which, I mean...
Wait, how do we feel about that?
First of all, you saw how I felt about it. I was posting spooky reels all about fall.
I know, that
Halloween.
Made me upset. Why did you do that? That made
I don't
me
want
really
summer.
Sad.
Fuck summer. I don't want to be in summer. I have to move to Antarctica because I can't... First of all, I can't afford the air conditioning bill anymore. I have 3 air conditioners and it costs $1,500 a month just to run the air conditioners. Second of all... I don't want to be fucking sweating.
No. Why is it already going to be 70 degrees? Why can't we inch to like 50 and then a nice 58?
Have like
and then
a sunny 60 degree day. That would be perfect to ease
like,
in.
Why are we going straight to 70? Calm the fuck down. Like,
it's
I'm
because
not,
there's no,
I don't want that.
Because they don't believe, because the administration doesn't believe in global warming. They think it's a hoax.
I don't want that.
Do you know how to spell hoax? I don't.
H-O-A-X.
Well, I don't like it, but I am excited that this weekend, I don't know if I'm going to attend to it. I plan to have this perfect day in my head. Sunday, it's going to be 70 degrees, I think, and sunny, I'm hoping. But there's going to be a John F. Kennedy Jr. lookalike contest in the city. So all the guys that look like him, like even if you look a little bit like him, you're fucking hot. Like if you slightly resemble him, you're fucking hot. I'm going because I think it's fun for pop culture. Have you watched the show yet? If you didn't, I'm going
to
hang up.
No, I have to watch it.
Okay, so I'm saying if you're even like remotely, like if you have squint or even if you're drunk and you kind of look like him, there's going to be hot guys. So ladies, if you're single, are you just looking to get fucking railed from behind? Go to this thing.
Because by a John F. Kennedy lookalike?
I mean, they're hot, the hottest guys ever. If they look even remotely like them, like
I'm
him.
Dead.
I'm just telling you, if you're single and you're looking for a date or you're just looking to have some fun, go out there, put your best Carolyn look on. Put on a tweed pant or whatever she wears, a pedal pusher, and a trench coat, and head over there. I'm just gonna go trying to see what it's all about.
Okay. The show. Where is it?
The show is. It's. I don't know. I have to Google it.
Well, is it in the city or is it in Jersey?
It's in the city. Hold on. Okay, so it's Sunday, March 8th at 1 p.m. right beneath the iconic Washington Square Arch. It's in Washington Square Park. And yeah, I think that it's going to be a one to watch. They had a heated rivalry one there last month, and that got bought out. And it's just a fun thing. I think the winner wins like something stupid, like a T-shirt or a prize that says "I won the thing." It's not for money. It's just all for like fun and promotion, which I think we need a little more community in our lives. But back
Very
to
nice.
Where you come in, Spooky. Back to where you come in, Spooky. It's the '90s revival. That's why I'm dressed like this.
Mm-hmm.
And this show catapulted it. We need. But can I say something? May I say something? You and I last fall. Mm-hmm. When we were going through it, we were wearing burgundy lipstick and flannels and all the shit. We called this fucking before the show even came out. We've been doing 90s back for a year now.
Yeah. And we were dressing 90s. We were watching 90s movies. We did a 90s fall trip. We did it all.
I got a Gilmore Girls tramp stamp. It's like we were all full in. But now I'm even more full in. That's why I donned this cap. Because I've been listening to music. I have the best 90s channel. Ladies, if you want to...
I need you to go to Spotify. Music.
This 90s music. Okay, I found the best channel.
What?
It is called Liz Phair Radio.
That makes me want to kill myself, though. Like, I hate it here, and I want to go back so bad. Like, I hate it here.
Yes, I need to go back. Then it goes into Michelle. Then it goes into Michelle Branch, and then it goes into the Gin
Lisa
Blossoms,
Loeb.
Alanis Morissette, Natalie
Lisa
Merchant.
Loeb.
10,000 Maniacs. It's like, it's the best fucking channel. I was blasting it on 10. I had a burgundy lip on all day and I was hacky sacking around the house.
Oh my God, I would have been like, screaming.
So the 90s are back in a big fucking way. I want Sissy to take this in, to like, to embrace it in the right way.
Yeah.
So like, if you have any 90s clothes, maybe, I think she should start wearing flannels tied around her waist with like a denim skirt.
No, I'll do that.
So it's all the feels are coming back, and I'm kind of annoyed because it's like, this is my thing. You don't know what you're talking about when all these Gen Zers are just trying to like dress like it and like bring grunge back and all the supermodels and all the fun 90s things.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, and like take on our culture, but it's like our culture is not a costume. It's like this is where, especially you and I, this is where our hearts were ripped out of our chests.
No,
we had every feeling.
It's not dress up. Everything. It's literally a way of life. Like, it was life.
This is like how we became who we are today. The 90s shaped us. Everything from movies, movies we cried to, movies going to sleep dreaming about your boyfriend, thinking about him from a show or a song, or like, this is like,
even just like life. Like, we weren't obsessed with like technology because there was none.
No.
It was just like living and hanging out and doing fun things, going outside. Memories.
If your mom was on the phone, you couldn't get onto the internet because you needed the telephone to do it. I needed a shoestring back in my day to get onto the internet.
I miss a can
of tuna.
I miss when the Olsen twins were kids.
Yes.
And teenagers going to Paris and dating. Like, that was the best.
The 90s. So yeah, it's like, it's the food even. Like, I want like to eat like a fucking Hot Pocket or something. What did we eat then?
Yeah, we had Hot Pockets.
A hamburger helper. Yeah. It's just like thinking
about,
like, I used
to put two plain breads and put two Kraft cheeses and just fold it and put it in the microwave.
I used to take
that
mayonnaise.
That was my thing.
American cheese and seasoning salt on white bread and make a sandwich.
Yeah, I was trash.
But yeah, so all the fashions are
coming
back.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, bitch, it's coming back.
Oh yeah, Mira, Sana.
It's coming back, Mira.
All the restaurants that we used to go to, like, especially in the city, because like in
Pizza Hut.
On the show, Love Story with John F. Kennedy Jr. and Carolyn Bessette, that I'm obsessed with and all the world's obsessed with. All the restaurants they went to, it's like, I was in the 90s, like going to these places. Like, so I was like running into these people. I've seen Carolyn like in Soho a bunch of times.
Calm down.
And I sold her lipstick once. Oh my gosh, well, I forgot to tell you that. Oh my God. How did I forget this? In the 90s, I sold her a Russian red lipstick.
Oh, at Mac?
Yes, in the city, in Christopher Street.
Did you get a picture?
No, she was famous then, but that's like there's famous people coming in every day. I did Monica Lewinsky's makeup once. She came in and she didn't have enough money for blush. She goes, "How much is blush?" I said, $13.
Did you ask her if she did it?
No, I didn't want to talk about it, but she had a new purse line at the time. So I brought up her purse line because I knew I couldn't say what's the president's cock look like. So I said,
"Yeah,
oh, what, I would tell say, me about
did
your
you
new purses.
Did you guys do it in the Oval Office?" It's happening. Okay, Crusaders, Lola is the world's number one blanket, crafted with ultra-soft, luxury vegan faux fur and a signature four-way stretch. It's machine washable, double hemmed for durability, and stays flawless. No pilling, no shedding, even after replaced washes. Joey got me on Lola Blankets, and we've been obsessed ever since. Joey has his blanket on him right now. And I feel like if you guys are nappers or you just like bed riding and being lazy, this blanket is for you because it's me.
I have them all over the house. I have a basket over there. Peaky sleeps on one. I have one on the bottom of the bed. They change your life. And you know, I even though I'm a hot, like I like to be cold all the time, I like to be cold but then warm up under a warm blanket. That's why I love the Lola blankets. They have the four-way stretch, like you said. You can wash this thing and it just gets softer with age. And they hold up. They're just like, they have a nice weight to them. And there's nothing else like it. There's nothing else like a Lola blanket. They changed my life.
Yeah, so one Lola instantly elevates your space. It's unbelievably soft, like Joey said. It's beautifully designed and makes your home feel cozy. So Lola has over 20,000 five-star reviews. And once you feel it, you'll know exactly why. There's a reason it's called the world's number one blanket. Lola Blankets has collabed with a number of amazing designers. So Lola comes in a range of sizes and it also makes weighted blankets for calming therapeutic vibes. Don't forget about their matching pillows as well. They look amazing and you can save when you bundle.
So for a limited time, our listeners get 40% off select Lola Blanket products with code Snooki at checkout. Just head to lolablankets.com and use code Snooki to get your 40% off your order. After your purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know we sent you over there. So wrap yourself in luxury with Lola Blankets. But yeah, so I sold Carolyn Bessette a red lipstick. It was Russian red lipstick, I remember. And Molly Ringwald came in once and I was like, oh my God. Remember Molly Ringwald? That's from the 80s.
Yeah, no. That's too young for me.
Foxy Brown? I had to close the door in her face once.
Mm-hmm.
I had to close the door in her face once.
Why?
Speaking of 90s, Dennis Quaid came in and I didn't know who his girlfriend was at the time. And he comes in, he goes, I want to get a gift for my girlfriend. I said, okay. And she's like, but you know, I want to spend about, you know, $1,000.
Oh.
Just, that time was unheard of. At Mac. So
Oh my God, that's like the whole box store.
We had the whole box. It's like, you know, the big makeup trunk we had at the time, that was $225. So I was like, oh, we're going to start with this. We'll put everything in here. And I was like, well, what does she look like? And he's like, oh, she's got blonde hair. And I didn't know who he was at all at the time. I thought it was just some like hot older man. And then he's like, oh, I think I have a picture of her somewhere. And this is before cell phones. So he took his wallet out. and he had a picture of her and his wallet. And it was Meg Ryan. His girlfriend was Meg Ryan.
Stop, Meg Ryan.
So it's like, oh my God. So I said, touche. I said, say no more. I got it. So I was like, I went and got it. So I picked all Meg Ryan's makeup out for the night. I did a lot. I don't want to talk about it right now because I'm writing it saving it for my memoir.
Yeah, we should do like a series.
I have so many stories. But yeah, the 90s was my time to be alive. So now they're going to all the restaurants I went to, the Indochine, which is like, it was the hip, like, it place. You could smoke inside back then. And we would like sit there, smoke cigarettes, and just be seen. Like all the models would be around and all the designers and celebrities would just all be there. Drew Barrymore would just be like in there, like with no bra on, like smoking cigarettes and checking.
She was always her
and Lisa Ling were always, not Lisa Ling. What's Lucy Liu? Sorry.
The Charlie's Angels.
Would just be there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to the Indochine now. They're going to the Odeons. They're going to Panachou. So it's just a great series. If you've not watched it yet, what are you doing? It's going to throw you right back to the 90s.
Calvin Klein is
all the rage then. Calvin Klein was all the rage.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Watch it this weekend because the next, on Thursday, the final episode comes out where they get killed. So.
And you know why they got killed? Wait, I'm thinking of the president.
It was the president's son.
Okay.
It was an airplane accident. He was flying.
Did he get killed because of aliens, like his father?
No, his aliens. Did he get killed from aliens? Did he?
The president? Yes. He was going to do an JFK? Alien disclosure. Yes.
Well, it could be because the plane went down for another. There was no malfunction with the plane. He must have like went crazy.
The government's been killing people for a long time. We're fucked.
Well, that's probably what happened to Carolyn, her sister, and John.
What a sin.
But yeah, the 90s are back. Everyone get on board because we told you, you heard it here first. If you need any fashion advice, dial in and let me know. Ask us for fashion advice.
You know what I saw that gave me chills? When I went to mommy's house last time, she had a Delia's magazine.
Oh, why did she have that? Ugh. Is it back?
No, it was like in my box in my room. It was a Delia's magazine.
She was using it as kitty litter.
With my diary. And I almost cried.
Delia's catalog.
The Delia's catalog, yeah. And I would circle like what I want.
So there's Delia's. Okay, so if no one knows what Delia's is, Delia's catalog in
are
the
they
90s
back?
Was.
Didn't they come back for a hot minute?
I don't know, but they should do. But I would do it like full on real thing with like QR codes. I'd still send the magazine, but I'd have QR codes in it so you can scan
I want the
it
magazine.
And shop
yeah.
the right way. But you have to have the Delia's catalog. So Delia's catalog was in the 90s, and it was the first of its kind. There was never something that was that because everyone saw these all the models and like
that's how we went online shopping was our catalogs
on TV all these clothes like these cool ass clothes and then you go to the mall and they had no that's where they get all these celebrities and like cool people getting all these cool clothes like they're not in the stores like you go to the stores and you go to regular stores like JCPenney's and fucking. Contempo casuals and they didn't have these fucking cool ass items and it was like the photo shoots and stuff and then Delia's catalog came along and it's like out of nowhere you can dress just like the celebrities like it was like all the coolest shit you can never find anywhere else like outfits and fucking shoes and barrettes and fucking all this stuff and they did these photo shoots so it was like a magazine with these cool ass photo shoots with the people looking the coolest you've ever seen them like the hottest outfits and like
the hottest
you've never seen, and then you're able to buy the outfit right from the catalog. Your mom had to call or send in for mail a check or something. But
oh my god, yes, everything was checks.
That, but you remember? What you saw on Delia's, you didn't see anywhere else in the mall. You couldn't get that shit anywhere else.
No.
Yeah, and they didn't have one for boys, which I was pissed about. And I think they ended up toward the end of it, after catalogs became the thing of the past. I think they opened up some brick and mortar stores in the malls.
Oh, I missed when the malls were malls.
Yeah.
Like, what
remember
a good
court?
Time.
Remember spending the fucking day? That's what we did growing up. You were going to the mall. That was like...
Yeah, going to the mall was like
people
the thing
going
to do.
Coachella.
Yeah.
That was like going to Coachella or going to
yeah, like on
a
the weekends.
Like,
you go to the mall, you go shopping, and then you go to the movie theaters, and then you come out and you just
hang out.
What's the
first thing you do when you... What's the first thing you... What's your main goal when you're going to the mall?
When I was a kid?
No, when we're girls going to the mall, what was our main goal?
Oh, to find boys.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
To find boys. That's mm-hmm. exactly what it was.
We got all dressed up like we were going to the club, even though we were like 13, like 12. And
that's what
our
it
parents
was.
Dropped us off, and then we were just, you know, shopping and
they
looking
gave
for
you
boys.
They gave you $20, mm-hmm. and you were like, holy shit, $20. And they gave you a $20 bill, and yeah. then that was enough to get food and go get something else, to get something cute. Like, you can go get a full meal
yeah,
or
there was
a pretzel
no inflation
and
back then.
No, and then you could go to buy accessories, buy a top, buy, you know, was a belt or whatever.
I always went
needed.
To Hot Topic and I bought a thong.
Oh. So the main goal was to find boys. That's where you would socialize. So all the groups of boys would go together, all the groups of girls would go together.
Yes.
And you
would
just like,
and you would just, like
and
sit
they,
and giggle.
Flirt. And then it was fun because it was people from your town, but also that's where you meet boys from other towns because the mall has like, you know, it was the main thing. So you would, so the guys, you if you already like got fingered by all the guys in your class already, it's like now you can just go to the mall and like find a whole new group of guys and get, you know, get finger blasted behind the Cinnabon. It was a thing. So to find boys, to find inspiration, you'd see all the older kids, like all the older teenagers, like driving or like, you know, whatever. So all the girls, like the hotter girls and the older girls that you'd see in the mall, you'd like, admire, or the girls that worked in the stores, you're like, oh my god, I want to be just like her, she's so cool and like so hot, and you wanted to be just like the girls that worked in the mall. And it was a way of life, and that's what you did for Friday night. Like, you, and sometimes there'd be movies, depending on how good your mall was, sometimes there'd be movies, but a lot of times you would just be like literally hanging out. People weren't on drugs then. I mean, maybe someone was smoking a joint here and there, but the kids like were just being there present. And then you go to what restaurants would you go? The food court. It was just like pretty much
it
a
was the
court.
Food court, yes. Or TG or no. What's the ice cream place?
I'm hoping that the Gen X, the Gen Zers haven't hung up on us yet. But I know the Gen Xers and the Millennials are fucking. They're jizzing their pants right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, this is for millennial. This is a millennial podcast today.
And it's also inspiration for the thing. It's also inspiration for the Gen Zers because yes. they can see what how cool we are.
We are pretty cool.
Reality TV wasn't there. Oh yeah, I guess
Real World
was the first reality show, and then Road Rules was the second one.
Road Rules. Oh my god, I miss Road Rules. Those were my
they
jams.
Had the hottest guys.
That's what made me want to do reality. Was MTV.
What season of Real World did you resonate with that really said, "Oh my god, this I can do this. This is what I want to do."
Definitely. I don't remember what season, but it was Johanna and Wes. What season was that? Johanna was. I wanted to be Johanna. She was so beautiful.
Wes was so hot.
And she kind of looked like me. Wes, yeah.
He's
Wes
so
and
hot.
Johanna were dating. And who was that? Who else was on there? Brad. Was there a Brad? I think.
Mirasana was on there. Maybe
Mirasana. Yeah. That was my show where I was like, I'm gonna do reality. Like this is gonna be my job.
The makeup. If you makeup, it was. And I'm calling it now. Everyone's gonna be having matte skin. This new thing. I know you still want to be hydrated and whatever, but it's going to be powders. So everyone's going to be doing like a Mac Studio Fix powder foundation or like a matte skin, minimal, not really colorful blush, just real minimal makeup. It was just matte skin and a lip. It was either like a burgundy lip or a rust lip or a, you know, like kind of a matte lip.
There was like shimmer eyes lip. Though. It was like a light blue shimmery eye shadow.
Oh, that would go. Yeah, that white. That was closer to the Y2K.
I love those.
That's when the icy tones came out. The frost. But I'm excited about that. And then the hair was simple. Girls, we're just wearing our hair down and straight. And
I missed the zigzag part. It's happening. Okay, Queen, so I just got my package from Revolve, and the last time I ordered it, I got like a cute skirt. Like I got cute like going out outfits, which I love, and like a cute dress. But this time I was like, you know what? I kind of want to be cozy because, you know, there's snow and it's a little chilly. So I got a bunch of like comfortable sweats. I got cute sneakers and I got Giovanna this really cute cozy set because the kids nowadays, they're wearing all these like sweatpants and matching sweatshirts. So I got her a couple in extra, extra small because their prices or their sizes go from extra, extra small to, you know, literally double X. So I ended up getting her a couple, you know, matching sets like me and literally obsessed. I'm obsessed with all of their stuff. I feel like everything is like the best quality. It's everybody's favorite designer and brand. So, you know, Revolve has the best things on there.
I never tried Skims underwear and socks before. I got all new underwear from Skims and socks and t-shirts and stuff. I have never had cozier things in my life, but I love about Revolve is they have everything from like high fashion to just everyday basics. They even have skincare and they have like beauty products and stuff for the home. It's like, but it's basically like the best place, one-stop shopping for it all, but they have only the best stuff. Like they're not gonna like sell something on Revolve that's not like a good quality or worth buying. So I love Revolve for that.
No, yeah, think of like elevated basics. They have new arrivals daily, outfits for everything on your calendar, from date nights to wedding plans. The curated edits make it easy to find your vibe without, you know, endlessly scrolling, which is like so annoying. But with over 1,200 brands and 100,000 styles, it's basically impossible not to find something that feels right just for you. Everything is authentic and high quality. New arrivals drop daily and they have inclusive sizing. And also the customer service is amazing. It's fast, free shipping and returns. So there's literally no stress. Revolve makes fashion feel fun and effortless. And that's why we always go back and shop.
That's right. So whether it's a weekend away, a big night out, or just a much-needed wardrobe refresh, your dream wardrobe is just a click away. Head to Revolve.com/Snooki and shop our edits and take 15% off your first order with code Snooki. Fast two-day shipping, easy returns. It's literally the only place you need to shop from. That's Revolve.com/Snooki to shop our favorites and get 15% off your first order with code Snooki. Offer ends April 17th, so happy shopping.
Yeah, so I did all the testing and stuff. We got my comb biopsy, and that's when they sent it out to see, like, if, you know, if it's a stage one or it's still precancerous. And then it came back and it was stage one cervical cancer. So I was like, great. I had a mental breakdown. Literally went to the jewelry store, spent a lot of freaking money. And then I went to Louis Vuitton and spent a lot of money. And I just had a mental breakdown. I was like, what am I going to do? This is scary. Like, now I have to, like, possibly do chemo or do more surgeries. Like, why is this happening? So I had a mental breakdown. But then I was like, all right, I have to go see an oncologist now. So I went to an oncologist and he was like, the next thing we have to do is a PET scan, which I just did yesterday, you guys. So I did the PET scan yesterday or the day before.
What's a PET scan do?
Wait, I have the biggest bruise. Ow, bitch.
I have those too, but from Wiggles biting me.
Okay, yeah, no. So I went to do the PET scan and it's basically just... You go in that, like, big tube, and they give you something to drink, and then I didn't know that they put freaking radiation material inside of your body. So you're radioactive. Yeah, so you're radioactive, and I was basically Chernobyl after, walking around. Like, she did the buzzer thing on me, and I was going... I had radioactive...
And how did they get it in you? You drink it?
In my arm. That's why it's so bruised.
So they put like it's like a magnet. Is it to make it like a magnet material in your body so when the machine can read it? Is that what it is?
No, yeah, I guess mixed with the fluid and that, it shows if there's any cancer anywhere else in my body. So the cancer that I have goes to my lymph nodes. It can travel to my lymph nodes and that's how it spreads throughout my body. So that's what I was doing was the PET scan to make sure it didn't travel to my lymph nodes. So when she was like, all right, I have to give you some radioactive material. I'm like Chernobyl? And she took it out of like this danger like secure box. And it was like in this big, like thick needle. And she inserted it into my IV. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? They don't tell you this.
Did she have a hazmat suit on or anything?
No, she didn't. But it was like so secure in like a locked box that I was like, you're injecting me with that. So after the thing, she
Adrenochrome.
Ew, no. After she did the buzzy thing on me, she's like, you have to stay 6 feet from your kids all day and you can't sleep with them because it'll affect the children. She was like, it'll be out of your body by tomorrow, but like, try not to snuggle with your kids. Don't sleep with them because you're still radioactive. So I'm like, great. I wish I knew that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And they say after you get this done, you can't fly because if you go through the machines, you're going to go off. And they're going to think you're a flight risk. And she told me she did what I did. She got it injected in her. And then she went to the White House because she was doing like a tour. The White House shut down because she went off. And she was like, oh, I just got a PET scan. I got injected with radioactive material. They shut down the White House because of this bitch. So if you guys ever have to do a PET scan, make sure you're not traveling or going to the White House because you are Chernobyl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, so I did that, and then I got nervous. So she was like, so I had to wait in the waiting room after she injected me with that for like an hour because I had to like get, you know, absorbed in my body. So I just like waited there for an hour, and then she put me into the tube, and I was nervous that I was going to get claustrophobic in the tube because it's like an MRI scan.
Oh, yeah.
But then once I got in, I just felt cozy, and I took a nap. I took a nap. It took like 15 minutes.
How long were you in there?
15 minutes, and it just like moves you back and forth.
Was your music on?
No. But it was like so loud that it was kind of like a sound machine. You know, I was tired anyway.
Were you
anyway,
naked
so
with your titties out?
No, I was wearing like this, clothes. They said,
oh, really? Oh, because
yeah. They said come in sweatpants and like a long sleeve shirt. So I did that. So I was cozy. And then she gave me a warm blankie. So she was really nice. But yeah, so I did that. And that was the next step to make sure the cancer didn't spread. And then the doctor called me last night and he said, good news, Nicole. It didn't spread. Yes.
Congratulations.
I know. Well, first he called me and he was like, hey, God. Nicole, I got the results. And it didn't sound promising. I'm like, hello? And then he was like, good news. You know, it didn't spread. But the next thing we need to do to make sure this is all out of your body is to do a hysterectomy. So the next step for me is to get a hysterectomy.
Okay.
So we're looking good, you guys. Even though like stage one cervical cancer is very scary to hear and I have it, it's like the best case cancer scenario, you know?
Oh, thank God. Me and Poppy were lighting candles at church all week.
That worked. Thank you. You saved my life.
I know.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Wait, this is, you know, Nicole's been so vocal about, you know, she learning from her mistakes. Like, you know, she wasn't going to do the testing as soon as
it's such
much as
a silly
should've.
Mistake.
Get your tests. I saw a lot of crusaders have been getting their tests and tagging you in them with their spirit pictures.
That makes me happy.
Because if you can prevent it, you know, There's so many cancers that are 100% preventable. Also, get your ass checked out because prostate cancer is the most deadly one, but it's also the most preventable.
You should be proactive with prostate cancer.
Yeah, so go to Cologuard and get an at-home Cologuard test.
Do you start that at 40?
Well, I've had a scare because I had flat shits for the months. Remember, I had flat shits and I thought there was a blockage. I thought there was a tumor in my intestines.
Yes.
So I had to have a colonoscopy. And then after I woke up, everything went back to normal because it was just my anxiety.
You always think you're dying.
I think at 40, they do it. I still have never gotten fingered by a doctor. Do you know that?
Oh, you're supposed to.
I know.
Are you supposed to do that and then you cough? You go.
Yeah.
You never did that?
I'm just have them do it anyway. No.
Okay.
Not with a doctor. I've done it on a blind date.
Sick.
But yeah, get yourselves checked out. But yeah, for as far as like this goes, cancer goes, like it's a scary thing. And I want to ask you, how is the bedside manner of these nurses and doctors and the mothers that you're working with? Like, are they like babying you? Like, do they like, can you like read them? Like to like see if they're like acting like playing it off like something bad didn't happen, or if they saw something, like what was it, how do they treat you differently when you have a cancer? Anything?
The PET scan, you're there because you have cancer, so they were just like, everything's gonna be okay, like we're gonna get this settled for you. She was very nice and she was like taking care of me, but she didn't like say anything. But the doctor,
they have a poker face.
Yeah, but the oncologist who you first go to, which is like your cancer doctor, he's just like, you're in good hands. Don't worry. We're going to treat you good. It's like that makes you cry, because like when I scheduled the appointment for the oncologist, the person on the phone who did the scheduling, she was like, all right, you're all set. We're going to take great care of you. Please don't worry. Like, you're going to be okay.
Stop.
And I started crying. I was like, okay, thank you.
Oh my god.
So that got me choked up. So the receptionists actually are the ones that make you feel cozy, I guess.
I like this because not hit the lottery, but like I never had a friend with real cancer before. So I want to ask questions. Now, insurance-wise, what is insurance covering for like cancer treatments? Did it cover your PET scan? Is it going to cover your hysterectomy? Like,
yeah,
this is for people that, like, just to know, like, does insurance cover like most of the cancer things, or is it something that you should be worried about?
I don't know about the PET scan because I didn't get my bill yet to see, but with my insurance, because I like pay out of the ass for it for my whole family.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like 40%, maybe.
Oh, so they do cover it, but
a little bit, yeah.
So that's why you have to donate to cancer societies, guys. It's because people that can't afford cancer treatments can just fucking
Well, that's the
get
thing. Some people don't even have like insurance to even do any of this, which is like insane.
So you just leave you to die then? Is that how it works?
Basically, yeah. Like how are they going to afford it?
I have to start a new charity now. I was worried about dogs finding homes.
That's why I'm actually working with my team right now to figure out how I can do how I could do something to donate to cervical cancer foundations. So I'm in the works for that.
I know. I think we should make a spooky shop T-shirt or some merch that says "fuck cancer" or like not. Or
I
something
am.
Like that. Oh, I thought of it already. Thank you. I work in the boutiques.
That's what. That's how we're gonna raise money.
Mirasana, and then it goes to the money to the cervix cancer. Sana.
That was supposed to be a secret, but yeah.
Well, we didn't
do it
yet.
I'm in the works to come up with a design for hoodies. That it's the Snooki shop, but then like fuck cervical cancer, and then whoever buys
or
that,
they can wear to their treatments, like a cozy like thing, I got cancer and all I got was this shitty shirt from the Snooki shop.
No, it's going to be a cute. It's going to be a cute like lounge set. So.
Oh, well.
That's the next thing. It's happening.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
The Hershey Shore Family Vacation is coming to a close at MTV Studios.
I know. This is very bittersweet, guys.
What is happening? We're all left in the dark.
This is bittersweet. So we've been on MTV for 16 years now. 16.
The Mathers.
And, you know, MTV, they were going through transitions with, you know, other people buying MTV. So when you get like someone else that buys the network, they have different ideas of what they want for the network. So they ended up like, you know, ending Ridiculousness and a couple other shows, Teen Mom, I think. So we kind of knew, they were like, all right, they're not going to really do reality anymore. So I think our time is kind of up at MTV.
What are they going to do?
I think they want to go back to like music channels and stuff, which MTV.
Oh, from the 90s. That's where we're from. Okay.
Yeah. And I think they want to do more scripted shows and not reality. So I don't know. It is what it is. It's bittersweet. I feel like, you know, eventually we did need to move on and evolve and go somewhere else. So there's no hard feelings. MTV will always be our home. And we had great memories there. But yeah, this will be, the new season is airing in May, which we filmed like a year and a half ago. So I don't even know what we did. It was so long ago. But that
That's
season.
That's when you fell off the couch.
Yes.
In Boston
that
with
was
me.
Literally 2 years ago. So that season is airing in May, and it'll probably go all the way till October. So that will be the last season of Jersey Shore ever on MTV. But then we're going to be, you know, obviously we're not done with filming. We want to film till we're in a nursing home, like we've always said. So it's going to be probably a different concept, but we're going to do something else. Where, you know, it's a new chapter.
Exciting.
It's a new chapter for us. So we will let you guys know as soon as we can what's the next move for us. But we're not done filming for you guys. We're just not going to be on MTV anymore. It's a goodbye to MTV and then a hello to somewhere else.
Well,
it's kind of like what the Kardashians did. You know, they retired from E! And then they went to Hulu. So it's kind of like we're doing that transition right now.
And Real Housewives of New York went from Bravo to E. It's like the networks are all networks are all a kerfuffle right now.
Yes, it's
all
true.
Over the place because
like Laguna Beach,
this is a transition period.
Laguna Beach is now going to be on Pluto. Is
oh,
it Pluto?
Yeah.
I think
there we
Pluto.
Go. Well, yeah, just like we were saying, how things
everything's
back
going
back
to streamers
90s.
Now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So me and Nicole had catalogs, and now there's online shopping. This is like this is going from TVs on TV to streaming. So it's all in the works. So don't fret, my pet. Do you think there's room for me to have a full-time position over there in the new show? I could be Dina's nanny or Sammy's sweetheart's wet nurse?
Yes.
Okay, good. Sally Ann, I know she listens to the program. Step your pussy up, mama. Give me a job.
You've only been begging for 7 years now.
17 years.
Like, can I be in the episode?
Did you see me working out yesterday?
Joey, first of all, I'm so proud of you that like you're going to the gym and you're working out. But like you just did like a few reps and then stopped. And like you were that.
Well, I had to get the video.
You were
that
fitness person that just went to the gym to film a video.
Wait, there was a dog in my gym yesterday. A full on dog. Like a German Shepherd just sitting with his owner just working out.
Did you kiss him?
Just like laying there. No, I didn't say hi. But
I love German Shepherds.
My gym has so many fucking... So I'm not. I mean, I know I filmed mine just for a joke, but like, if you don't follow me at Joey Camasta on Instagram, go over there now.
Oh, please, bitch.
I practiced out this workout session thing where I just like put a template in CapCut and record all these little clips. But it was like a joke because like you know I'm just like lifting like little dumbbells, but like I made it act like I was like a real bodybuilder. But these people at my gym fucking have some. I had to step over.
We benched the same, by the way.
I know. Well, I went to 50. Thank you. This woman had a fucking ring light plugged in the gym, and I had to step over the cord.
I can't.
Nicole, I'm not even lying to you. This fucking big booty BBL bitch had a fucking microphone tied on her chest. Like,
okay, so at least you weren't the only one.
No, I was doing it to be funny. Mm-hmm. These people are serious.
No,
like,
I know.
They're having microphones. Like, what are you doing, bitch?
I know.
Like, it's just like, no
See,
one cares
when
that
I,
much.
See, when I go to the gym, I wear no makeup. I look like a slob. Like, I'm trying to, like, actually work out and kill myself. So when I see people like that, I'm like, girl.
Denzel in distress. Brittany Jean was whiling out on the roads, drunk driving, and she got arrested.
Yeah, I want to see like her mugshot. Where's her mugshot?
Nicole, can I have anything, please? That's my. Was I going to say? Where the hell's the mugshot? That's
where's
that's
Nancy?
Oh fuck, Nancy! We'll get to her in a second. No, but that's cultural history right there. Like we need. Has she never had a mugshot before?
Didn't she have a bald mugshot or half her hair?
No, she didn't get arrested for that. She just shaved her head.
Well, welcome to the club, bitch.
Yeah, we need her mugshot soon because I need to make merch to sell at the Snooki Shop for cervical cancer.
Yes.
But she got arrested. She was drunk. I have a quote. I was reading. I was chuckling in bed last night when I took my sleeping pills.
I didn't know she drank.
I did. Do you know how?
I thought she was just on pills.
This is no surprise to me because in the past month, all the videos, she's wiling out in her dining room, and behind her on the dining room table is a fucking open bottle of Jack Daniels, and then she's got a full bar with gin, all the liquor bottles.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, but I thought it was just decor.
No, she's been boozing and taking pills.
On Jack Daniels?
So it says, Britney Spears was driving erratically on the highway, a harrowing hour-long chase before being pulled over and arrested by DUI.
An hour-long chase?
Yeah, she was weaving. It says, wait. The pop superstar 44 was taken into custody in the California Highway Patrol 9:30 p.m. on Wednesday in Ventura County after weaving in and out of lanes along Highway 101. According to Ventura Sheriff's Department and CouldICommeIn.com, Spears has since been released and is scheduled to appear in court on Monday, May 4th. Everyone mark your calendar because we had to show up saying Free Britney. I mean, I know. I'll do a statement before I can get into my thoughts. My statement is drunk driving is horrible.
Especially nowadays with the Ubers. Like, back in the day, like, I get it, but, like, I never get it. But, like, you know, you had to buy a taxi. Like, in the 90s, you had to call for a taxi. You know, you had to do all those things. Nowadays, freaking book an Uber. If I'm like going to dinner and I know I'm only having two drinks, I refuse to drive. I'm like, I'm going to take an Uber, even if it's down the street. Like, absolutely.
Yeah,
not.
So that's, and she's also can have a chauffeur or a butler or whoever drive her around.
Exactly.
I'm not making light of the situation, but I just love the sentence. She was on Brittany is in a high speed chase, weaving in and out of traffic. I just think that's funny. I don't think it's funny that she could have killed someone or herself, but I think that was funny.
I don't know why I picture herself going like 25 miles an hour.
Do you think she was chain smoking like while she was driving?
Probably.
Yeah. Whee!
No, literally, that's what I picture her. I don't picture her like going 90 and like going crazy.
So Nancy Guthrie, what's her name? Savannah Guthrie went back to the Today Show yesterday in New York City. But she didn't do the show. Like she was just going to visit. I was like, why did she go back? Did she forget her charger? Like she's not working, and I guess she just wants to go and say hi and like maybe like get some of her stuff. I would have moved on already if it was my mother. You'd have to know she's dead. She hasn't had her pills in 3 months.
Yeah, but I would still like need to know where she is and need her body. Yeah.
Where is Nancy?
Where's my mother?
Well, speaking of where is Nancy, where is the this week's phone calls and text messages? Let's read a few of those.
Nice segue.
It's happening.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Hi, Spooky and Joey. I'm Gianna from Buffalo, New York.
Hey, girl.
I think you know Gianna from Buffalo. Longtime follower, Snoopy. I just want to give you my love with your health journey. You handle it really well. I love you so much, and you're strong. Strong is new sexy, and I want to let you know that.
Thanks, queen.
Want to know that. And your Canada Shore show is so good. You nailed it.
Stop.
Joey, I showed the Thrill Seeker video from your threads to my mom. She pissed laughing so hard. You guys really need to book a show here so I can get VIP, please. That's from Buffalo, New York. I've been to Buffalo, New York for the show before, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Buffalo's
fun. There's a wild gay bar there. Okay, thank you. Thank you for Gianna.
Yeah, thanks, queen. We'll put Buffalo on our list.
Nikki and Joey. My name is Alyssa. I am from South Jersey. I'm from the Camden County area. And fuck you, Joey, because you said we were ghetto. I mean, we kind of are. But anyways, I just wanted to say how much I love you both. And I have surgery on March 4th, and I'm having the worst fucking death anxiety. I just know I'm going to die. This is it. But I've been using your podcast to drown out that noise and try to think positively. And I also think it really, you know, meant a lot to me when Snooki went on and was speaking about her struggles, because the surgery that I have to have is I have to have my ovary removed because my ovary has a big cyst on it. But anyway, I just wanted to say that I love you and keep doing what you're doing. And I love you guys so much.
Oh, sis. Well, I hope the surgery went well. It's a couple of days after that. Do you know what I never noticed, Nicole?
What?
And I guess I noticed. I do know this, that women are superior. But like, men don't have a quarter of these problems that women have. Ugh. An ovary. Ugh. You, how many fucking things you got? Your cervix is broke. Her ovary's fucked up. Like,
so many things.
Then there's other
snurb. Wrong.
There's other snurb related fucking things. Boobs are getting snipped off. Like, there's so much shit going on with women they have to deal with. The men, I mean, all we have is ass cancer. That's the only thing ball cancer. Ass and balls.
Well, that's sure. What we get. I'm sure you did fine, girl. Let us know how it went, because I'm sure it went perfectly fine and you had anxiety for no reason. But let me know how the anesthesia felt, because my anesthesia was insane. It felt like 10 martinis in like a minute, and then I was out.
Whee!
Yeah, so it was like a wee, and then you wake up and you're done. So call us back and let us know how the surgery went, queen.
Thank you. This is from Karina and Bailey.
Yes, queen! This is your favorite bestie duo that listen to you. My name's Karina.
I'm Bailey.
And we're from Wisconsin. And we have two questions for you guys. You get two in one. Well, we've been best friends since we were babies. Our moms were best friends before.
29 years.
Yes. And we were wondering if you guys have any besties that long, or if fame has gotten in the way, because, like, if I turn famous, is she going to be my friend? And then also our last question, we save the best for last. We know you guys are talking about doing, like,
Cleanses
for your coochie, or your butt.
Backdoor activities,
yeah,
if you will.
And we're wondering if, like, you do that, like, a prep before you do the backdoor.
And, like, how much time in between can you eat after that cleanse, or you got to do it right away?
We want to be fresh for our man.
Yeah. I'm scared.
So we love you guys so much, and we listen to you every week, and we can't wait to hear your feedback.
Love you, girls. Oh, how cute. Bessie's duo.
Get it, queens. So
their first question is, do we still have our best friends from when we were kids?
Yes.
That makes sense. Or would fame, she goes, because if I was famous, I would leave her high and dry.
Stop.
Yes, we do. Nicole has, who's your friends?
My besties are still my best friends from high school. So yep. I have Steph, Frankie, Amy, Keir, I still talk to my besties. We just did our fall trip with them. And they have been my best friends since preschool. So yes, I am still best friends, and they're still my top best friends. Since preschool.
My best friends, Jamie and Michelle. We were best friends since I used to actually date Michelle in sixth grade.
Sick.
And they're with us with me through everything I've ever done. They were just at my dog event.
Yeah. So see, I feel like it's very telling, and it shows what kind of person you are if you still have your same best friend core. Your best, you know, core best friend group since you were little. Like, that shows, like,
not
what kind
every,
of person
not
you
every
are.
Best friend, yes, but not every single friend, like, when you're from high school. But then the ones you know that are family.
No,
the ones
you
that walk in the front door
unannounced.
The ones you consider family, like, you know, they're not going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and especially, like, Nicole. Like, Nicole is, you know, a household name, one of the biggest celebrities in the world. It's like, and she's still like that. You know, I understand, like, you know.
Oh, my best friends are not allowed to call me Snooki. If they call me Snooki, I punch them.
No.
I'm like, can we not?
But yeah, like, everyone, well, you know, every big celebrity, you see Kim Kardashian, her best friend Allison growing up, like, you know, they're all still together. So I think
Stalker.
That'll always be that way. I know. And then the second question was ass cleaning for colonoscopy. You know, you do want to, you don't need to go clean out, because you want to get all the stuff out when you're there. I mean, you want to clean your butthole to make sure you're not disgusting, but you don't have to like do a cleanse beforehand, because that is the cleanse. And then
I thought she was talking about anal activities.
Well, we'll get to that. You can I wouldn't get fucked in the ass right afterwards either. And then for food wise, you have to slowly eat. Like, so the next day you can slowly, like, you start with, like, that day you just eat, like, broths and, like, you know, soft foods, and then, like, you start slowly eat more because you don't want to, like, shock your system.
I'm dying.
But yeah, I highly recommend colonics. I have to go get one done soon.
Oh, I would love one.
This is Jose from Arizona. He goes, my brother passed away 4 years ago, and ever since I've been begging for him to haunt me. What can I do to get him to spook me? Thanks, Jose.
Yeah.
You know, you're preaching to the choir. My bitch mother died 10 years ago, and she came to my dream last night, because I think Poppy was in bed with me.
Oh, but good. What'd she say? What was the dream?
The dream was her.
That's real, Joey. It's visitation dreams.
No, she was there, and she. I was picking her up from somewhere, and she.
The bar.
No. I was in an event. I was at a big event, like a nightclub event or whatever. And then she was out on the line trying to get in, and the security was giving her trouble getting in, and like, because she it wasn't the right pass. She didn't have the right pass or whatever. So I had like three security guards walking me like, no, Joey, come here. It's like overriding it. Like, no, don't worry about it. And then she had to like climb over a thing, like a fence, and like to get into the VIP drag queen club that I was performing at.
Okay, that's probably what she's doing in spirit. She's trying to get her ass in all your events.
Into the club.
Yeah.
Well, I want my mom to rip covers off me and shake the house and steal Wiggles and run away with them. Like, she's not spooking me enough. I want to be terrified.
Yeah.
So, Jose, what can she do? Anything from the third eye world he can do to get Jose's brother to get in there?
Yeah, I would say you can meditate. Meditate to, like, meditation music, and try and talk to him there and be like, bitch, spook me. My nanny, I wanted her to spook me, but she's not. She's more like twitching lights. And I'm like, nanny's at you. And then it blinks
crazy. And
she'll
send the ladybug here and there.
Yeah, and she sends ladybugs when I'm stressed. And she comes in my dreams. So, yeah, you do the meditation and say, bitch, come spook me right now. Or you can hire a medium, and you could talk to your brother that way and be like, bitch, why aren't you spooking me?
And the last and final question. Hi, besties. This is Michelle from Rhode Island, looking for some advice. I got married a few weeks ago and totally blacked out at the reception and don't remember anything.
Oh, that was my biggest fear.
I know I had a blast from the pictures. I wasn't a hot mess, but I can't help but feel guilty about not remembering.
What a sin.
Any help on how to get over it? I'm a retired partier and clearly can't drink like I used to. Love you guys so much. Well, you know what?
I would do it again.
The pictures look like you had, as long as you didn't look disgusting and you didn't do anything to embarrass, like you didn't like kiss the waiter.
Yeah, but that
or, like,
sucks. You don't have a memory of it though.
Try to get with your father-in-law like I would have.
Yeah. Or show your snurb.
Show your snurb to the priest. It's like, as long as you didn't do like anything wild, I don't think you have to be stressed about it. But yeah, I mean, guilty. No, because your husband married you for you. He knows who you are. So it's not like it's like a surprise, like you guilty. And you know what? There's no, what are you going to remember? The fucking catering or, you know, like, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone said you look pretty.
You could always renew your vows. Always renew your vows in 5 years, 10 years, and then you can do it over.
Michelle, you're fine. I wouldn't feel guilty. If no one else like blocked you the next day, nothing happened. You're fine.
Oh, yeah. You didn't get a million text messages like you ruined your wedding. You're fine.
Yeah. Your husband left you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Relax, girl. Well, Spooky, I do have to go because my father needs. I have to change his diaper.
All right. Well, we love you, bitches. What am I doing this week? I'm doing nothing, but I do go to Canada to film another episode. I'm going to a haunted jail this week. So wish me luck that I don't bring back a haunted criminal.
I have no plans. I'm going to, Billy's away. I'm going to be here with Wiggles. I'm trying to capture my sister and my father, not let them leave. I'm going to try to like maybe poke a hole in their car so they can't get out.
Why don't you just chain them to the house?
I do. Or maybe I'll put something in their food.
Poison them.
I want them to stay here, but I'm going to try to go on Sunday to that JFK thing and go gallivanting around all around the towns. And, you know, just live my 90s fantasy.
It's happening!
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.